Greetings in Jesus' name on this 31st day of July, the year of our Lord, 2020. Here we are at the end of another month of service to our great King, the sovereign ruler of the universe, the one who is worthy of our all, the one who is deserving of us to give everything we have to Him. He has saved us. He now has called us, and we are His saints. It's time that we consider the seriousness of what's involved in serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I hope today on this fabulous Friday that you are busy about the Father's business. I hope today that you have spent time in the Word of God, that you have walked through the Word of God and read it and meditated upon it and studied it and memorized a passage or a verse or a phrase. I pray today that you have spent time in the holiness of all, that is in the inner part of prayer, that is in the Holy of Holies, past the veil. Thank God we can enter into the holy place of all. I hope you've spent time doing that today. I hope that you've been kind today, and that you've been kind to everyone that you've met, and tender-hearted. I pray that you have forgiven those that have turned against you, and that you've lived in the liberty of the Holy Ghost. There's so many great victories that we are to be talking about today. The victory that we have through Christ, the victory that we have through knowing Him as our personal Lord and Savior, the victory that we have in daily conquest over the sins of life. I'm here to tell you today that there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. It's still flowing today. There is forgiveness full and free, and I pray that you are enjoying that on this fabulous Friday. I've said it once, I've said it again, I'll say it more. We need to ask the Lord to help us to look at what God has for us with great vision, and to say, hey, this is exciting. This is thrilling to be able to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Finally, the temperature's in the 60s today, and that is this morning, headed up into the 80s, but it sure does feel good now with the windows open and a little bit of breeze blowing through the home. And we're excited about the weekend. We're out soul winning on tomorrow morning. We're meeting people, giving them the gospel, praying toward a life-altering day on Sunday. And I believe the Lord is going to do that, and we are grateful for it. I want you to notice in your Bibles today in the book of Acts, chapter number 28 and verse number 31, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ, with all confidence, no man forbidding him. Here we find Paul under house arrest. He had been dwelling in his own hired house for 2 whole years, and people came to him. He was not able to go out, but people came to him. It reminds me today of our roofers. I've got people coming to me, helping us with our house. They're roofing. We're going to buy them pizzas today around 11 o'clock hour. And I'm going to be able to tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul was doing that here. He was in his own hired house, and he'd been preaching to all of those that came to him about the kingdom of God. He was telling them about the rule and reign of our God, who is sovereign over the universe. He is the one who created all. He is the one who is in charge of all. All the celestials and the great stars above and the different planets that are in their perfect formation, our God is in charge of all of that. The Milky Way, the sun, the moon, the stars, He is in charge. He is the sovereign of the universe. He's preaching the kingdom of God. He rules in all creation, and He rules in all our conscience. As you begin to think, people that are even lost know that there is a God in heaven. People that are lost understand that they are accountable to Him. And here He is preaching the kingdom of God. Wouldn't it be wonderful today if you would know that God is sovereign over all, and He is in charge, and He is ruling and reigning in the world, but He is ruling and reigning also in our hearts? Wouldn't it be wonderful just to let Him have His way? So He's preaching the kingdom of God, and he's also teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ. He's no doubt teaching them, was teaching them about salvation, teaching them about the Lord, how he sustains, teaching them about the Lord Jesus Christ, how he sanctifies, and he's doing all of these things. And people just keep coming to him for 2 whole years. They just keep coming to him, and he keeps telling them about the kingdom of God and the things that concern the Lord Jesus Christ. How encouraging is this? May the Lord help us to be the same. You've been listening to this Friday edition of the Wings with Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day. We'll talk to you once again on Monday.